And good day to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week, and it comes from many of you, is about aging. You are fearful of aging. You are trying to hold the process at bay. You are frightened. You are being counseled to fight aging. We will begin by saying that life is eternal. Your life is ongoing. Your spirit is ongoing. This human life is one of many that your spirit will have throughout the ages. Please recognize this. The different developmental stages of the human life are what they are. They have been patterned in the collective consciousness: youth, adolescence, adulthood, midlife, senior living, into the elder years, and then passing on. This is what humanity has agreed to, and in your spirits taking on this lifetime and asking for this physical form, your spirit has known and understands these phases of the human life. Each of them is a blessing to the human being. Each is a gift. Each is different and has different lessons for you to learn, like grades in school. So the aging one for the Western culture is quite difficult, we see. This is not the case in many other cultures around the globe. Wisdom, age, the elders are revered, are honored. The younger members of the culture and the tribes look up to the elders, listen to the elders, and know deep within that the wisdom that resides with them is true and pure and helpful and valuable. In the Western culture, and we are saying especially the United States, youth is revered and held up at the highest pinnacle of admiration and honoring. This is not correct, we will simply say. Youth, again, is one of the developmental stages and has some definite things we see that you admire and that you love. But as you are going through the stages of your human life, do you wish to be back at age 8 or age 12 or 16, 22, 28, 35, 42? Each of these ages and stages had its own challenges for you. As time goes on, the mind forgets the challenges and tends to lean back into how glorious those days were. But dear ones, they have the same level of challenge as does the aging and the older years of your life. So we ask you to look at this phase in your life as an opportunity to learn, to see new things, and to grow in ways that you were not asked to grow in your earlier years because you were learning other lessons. These are precious lessons that are with you in the later stages of life, including compassion for yourself and the body as it is going through its own stages, compassion for others, genuine vulnerability, we will say. And this means to have the truth always within your heart, and also to bring in loving kindness and humor, and trusting that each moment of your life is perfect and is here for you. We will again say that the United States especially does not collectively in the minds of its residents agree that aging is a good thing, or that this phase of life can be vibrant and robust and enjoyed perhaps even more than any of the other phases of life. This is a time where the hustle and bustle of raising a family and of pushing and straining and achieving in the work arena and managing many, many areas of the human life, these things are now becoming more settled. And even if there are issues we see with children or grandchildren, they are, as you know, issues for them to resolve. They are not for you. They are not on your plate to take care of. It is now time for you in these later years. And so we ask you not to accept, to boldly say no to the free-floating collective consciousness that says you must bow to age and become more degraded, and bowed is the word truly, and in essence give up and believe that these years are and will be less fruitful, less enjoyable, less comforting, less filled with love. These are all lies. We understand that it takes great discipline of your thinking to stand firm and to say, no, that is not the truth. Because, dear ones, it is not the truth. Every stage of a human life is filled with growth and learning and prosperity, and the residents of all that God is within your being. It does not degrade. It cannot. If you were to imagine that which created you turning your light down at the end of your life and saying, well, it's coming to the end, so we'll just begin to turn down the pilot light. This is impossible, and we hope that you see this. The God that created you is 100% expressing through you every moment, as long as you have a human life. 100% expressing through you. This is the truth. All that God is, and your nature, that which is your spirit, and all of the qualities and characteristics that are your spirit, are complete, wholehearted, thorough, full spectrum for your entire life. Do not agree to anything less. We understand that everywhere you look, and the things that you read in the news and the media, and all of the proppings up and the advertisements about aging and what you will need and what may happen to you, and it goes on and on. It is a false story. These are lies. We tell you this because we speak the truth to you from a place that is not the human realm and is not limited and entangled with the beliefs of the human realm. So we ask you in full consciousness and awareness to guard your thought and to stay current and present with the truth as we have described to you. And we also ask if you have more questions about this stage of the human life, please continue to ask us. This is an overview today, and we ask you to start here, to absolutely say no to the collective consciousness that is a lie. Your life is intended to be full and vital and vibrant and love-filled, joy-filled, and conscious until you make your transition. There is no need to go through any process of degrading. This is the truth. We speak the truth to you now. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.